Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
For the night come when no man walk. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. My meat, the word meat could be interpreted as responsibility, utmost desire, the purpose at which I am living for. I am not living for any other thing but to do this. Now, meat is what you eat. My food, my bread, the oxygen of my life is to do the will of him that has sent me and to finish his work. Now, the word finish does not necessarily connotate what the appointment that he had with Samaritan or with the Samaritan surrounding. But it was a prophetic word to talk about how he will come to a strong finish by laying his ultimate life for the work. I don't know whether you understand this. By laying his ultimate life for the work. He said, and to finish it, he finished the work. He did not abandon the work. Of course, there were reasons. There were intricate reasons for Christ to abandon the work. There are excuses, or there were excuses for Christ to abandon the work, but it has not become faith. Or the will of the Father has not been accomplished if the work is abandoned. Praise God. The will of the Father has not been accomplished if the work of the Father is abandoned for genuine reason. I don't know whether you understand. For sincere reason. For reason that when he tender it before God self. Anyway, I understand this. But the work is not done. Do you understand? For genuine reason, he would have married, have children. Praise God. He would have done other things. He would have been very, very successful as a carpenter. And as a matter of fact, at that point in time, people needed his service. They needed his service. I can imagine the kind of wisdom that he will use to frame things. He that created all things. So the temptation is so high. The temptation is very, very profound. He would have abandoned the work. But he said, my meat is to do the work. He said, said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him. So, in other words, permit me to say that the first definition of faith is doing the will of God even when it is inconvenient. I don't know whether you understand. The first definition, which is profound, which is very, very important. So I will start by saying that the basic rudiment of our faith is found in our quest to trust God and to obey him even at the expense of pleasures. Do you understand that? The first rudiment of faith is our capacity to trust God and to obey him to the utmost end even at the expense of our pleasure. Even at the expense of our inconveniences. Listen, it is not convenient to serve God. It is not. It has never been convenient for those who pioneered the work. It was not. And so it can never be convenient for this generation and for the generation that is coming to serve God. But listen, one thing that should be paramount and critical in the generation that serve God and in the coming generation or in this generation is to find pleasure to do the will of him. It's a fine pleasure to do the will of him and to finish it. Unfinished work is a work not done. Praise God. Unfinished work is a work not done. But when a work is finished, and it is finished strong and well, it is a work that is acceptable. That is what they call a sweet-smelling offering. That's the kind of offering that is given unto God that is very sweet unto God. Praise the name of the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Now, listen to this. The book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Quickly give me that scripture. Philippians 2, 5. You have to help me so that I can finish this thing. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who does not count it as robbery. Truly, he was equal with God. How do I know this? I know this by the testimony of the Jews who hated him. They said, how dare you make yourself equal with God since you call yourself the Son of the living God? So in other words, he was truly equal with God. So it is not a robbery. It is not a gainsaying. It is not heretic for him to say that the God is here. Do you understand? Emmanuel, God with us. And like I told you, when you read over and again, you will discover that God came in the person of man, in Christ. Okay? God came in the person of man, in Christ Jesus. So, if he said that I am God, you people, you don't know me, I am God. I am not just Son of God, but this is the God that Moses called. This is the God that Moses introduced. The Bible said that it was not a robbery. It was the right thing for him to say. But rather than saying that, he subjected himself to humiliation. Now, why am I saying this? This is the faith. Praise God. This is what? You don't trust what I am saying. This is the faith. He subjected himself to humiliation. The Bible said that, please, verse 7, please. He said, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Not even the form of a man. Not even the form of an angel. Not even the form of a G.O. Not even the form of a pastor. The form of a servant. And was made in the likeness of men. God made in the likeness of men. He was not only made in the likeness of men, but he became servant. He was servant to Pilate. He was servant to most of the Pharisees. He was servant to, what's the name of this priest in his days? He was servant to him. You know, how do I know this? That man said, don't you know that I have authority to release you? He said, it couldn't have been so if it was not given to you. In other words, I was subjugated to you. I am your servant at this moment. You can do whatever you like. Praise God. He did not consider it as robbery, but he made himself of no reputation. And he was made in the likeness of men. But, okay, continue, verse 8. And being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross of Calvary. Now, this is where I am going. This is the faith of Christ. This is the faith of Christ. The faith of Christ is what? Is the death on Calvary. The faith of Christ is that I am crucified with Christ. That's Paul says. Nevertheless, I live, but the life that I live is not my life, but it's the life of him that was crucified. Praise God. Now, another fashion of that word in the book of Galatians chapter 2 that I just quoted unto you is that the obedience unto death, even the death of the cross, he was crucified to the instruction of God. He was crucified to the word of God. He was completely dead. Because of the word of God, the instruction is that go and die at the cross of Calvary. Go to the cross, die. My faith is in your death. That is my faith. If you die now, I can draw men. And he reminded God, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Now, you can see the faith of Christ here. Because we talk about the faith of Christ, and we really need to understand the faith of Christ. In other words, faith is trust, but importantly, it is obedience to the will of God and to His word. Faith is trust. Hello? Faith is what? Trust. And it is obedience to the will of God and abiding with it. In other words, the will of God says, I should put my hand here. I put my hand. You won't be hurt. Do you understand what I'm saying? The will of God says, this is the next thing for you to do. And it was actually inconvenient for me to do, but I laid down my life. Because that is the will of God for me. That is faith. This is the fundamentals of our faith. Okay? This is the fundamentals of our faith. This is the where our faith begins. Because if we don't have faith to trust, if we don't have faith to trust, we won't have faith to obey. The critical point of faith is obedience. Hello? What did I say? It's obedience. You are not a faith man if you are not obedient, if you are not an obedient person. A faith person is an obedient individual. Oh. Praise God. Matthew 6:10. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. As it is done, we are in heaven. So, in other words, doing the will of God is the faith of Christ. Now, is the faith that we inherited from Christ. Faith is an inheritance element. That is the property that we inherited from Him. And this is our faith. This is our faith. It was inherited from Christ. What I inherited from Christ is not the heaven that I am going to. No. Heaven is just a fallout of my inheritance. But essentially, what I inherited from Christ is the faith that he had for the word of God that made him to die. Faith is doing the will of God. Faith is obedience. Faith is sacrifice when it is not convenient for you. Faith is laying down my life. For this is the cause that the Lord believes in. And I must lay down my life. Faith will cover your eyes to make you to see that you are important in the midst of others. Praise God. Faith is humility. Hallelujah. So it is very, very important. Now, I said something, that faith is trust. But let me quickly say this. It is quite possible to express your trust in various dimensions. Hello, church. You can express your trust in various dimensions. You can trust God to have things. Hello? Did you hear me? I can trust God to have things. Whatsoever you believe and you doubt not, thou shalt have whatsoever thou believest. You can have trust to have things. But let me shock you. The simplest and the base and the not even most basic, and the most insignificant of our faith is to trust God to have things. Hello, church. I will establish that with scripture. I will establish it. Unbelievers trust God and they have things. They pray to God for things and they have it. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6, verse 26. Give me Matthew 6, verse 26. Look at what it says. Look at, it said, behold, the fowl of the air. Are you not better than fowls? For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? How do they? They are not sowing. They are eating. They are not keeping anything into barns. And yet they lack not. They must have trusted God for things. Do you understand? And the Bible is not saying that because you are much better. You are much better. In other words, it is very, very important to understand that the least expression of our faith is to trust God to have things. Though there is nothing wrong in that. Do you understand? That is the least expression of our faith. That I want to have car. Praise God. I want to have a house in Alagbaka. The matter was made worse when Pastor was giving this description of his daddy's house. And I said, so why will I suffer myself? By the grace of God, we have a school. I am not sure that if I go to where the old age goes, I'm not sure that my children will remember the school. I don't think so. I'm not sure. Do you understand? Kill and labor from. So when he says that, he said these are the things that Gentiles seek. And they seek it, they find it. Do you understand? Did you see that what I said was right now? They seek it and they find it. He said, these are the things that Gentiles seek. He now said that the expression of your faith is in the seeking of the kingdom. The expression of your faith is in the seeking of the kingdom. Now, that is the greatest type of faith that God expects us. He now said that on its own, those things will find ways to your life. Without you knowing it. Hello, church. Do you understand what I'm saying? Without you knowing that those things are already here, they will come on their own accord. They will come on their own will. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, there are two basic types of faith accordingly. Now, faith to believe and trust God for your own needs. And there's nothing wrong about that. As a matter of fact, if you can't trust God for your own need, you are an infidel. I don't know whether you understand. If you cannot trust God, every time you trust your father, every time you trust your friend, every time you trust your uncle, every time, when needs arise, the first person that occurs to you is somebody. Somebody sent a message to me today, and he said, hey, Pastor Bello, from a long distance that we have not seen for a long, he's asking me, can you borrow me 500,000? I told him I'm looking for 3 million. So if somebody borrow you that 500,000, send it to me. Praise God. Do you know what I'm saying? This? If he had prayed, he will know that I'm not the right person to contact. I mean, she will know that I'm not the right person to contact. How can you be asking me to borrow you 500,000? Abba, if I have 500,000 naira, I'll take my daughter to Dubai. You just go and spend a few days there. Myself and Fidara. Praise God. One join me. Praise God. So you do you understand what I'm saying? So in other words, if you cannot trust God for your basic need, you are an infidel. So if there is nothing wrong, even though it is the least expression of your faith towards God, but it is very, very fundamental. It is very, very critical, and it is very, very important. Let me quickly run, because time is almost against me, and I'm a man under authority. Praise God. Now, so, however, these two types of faith are also rooted in what? In trust and obedience. Whether you are trusting God for your need, or you are trusting God for the needs of God. Now, the need of God is seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Every other thing will be added unto you. Now, these two types of faith are also rooted in what? In obedience. If you can't obey, you won't walk in the kingdom. They will insult you. They will ridicule you. They will malign you. They will lie against you. They will say all kinds of things over you. They will throw mud on you. Do they not throw mud on Christ? So why do you think that you'll be exempted from that kind of mud? So what makes you to stand in the city? That's why the Bible says that if you faint, if you cannot run with the footmen, how will you run with the men on horse? You can't match them. Footmen, Latin. And in other words, the time is coming when He will demand us to run with us men. Is God unjust? No. He has built us to that extent. He has empowered us to that extent. We have capacity to do those things. Praise God. So, when it is a departmental work, when it is the work of the Father, when it is certain responsibility which you must keep to at a particular point in time, and it is inconvenient for you, what is your reaction? We will determine your faith by your reaction. Praise God. That you men, you faithless men. Praise God. So we can see that the faith of Christ to go to the cross is obedience to the faith of God. Do you understand? Because the three are very important. Faith of God, faith of Christ, and our own faith. We have our own faith. We have the faith of Christ. We have the faith of God. But the faith of Christ to go to the cross is in obedience to the faith of God. And the expression of our own faith to go through what we are going through without wavering is the expression of the faith of Christ, who was a pattern of faith to us. I don't know whether you understand. Jesus Christ was a pattern of faith unto us. He was a mirror of faith unto us. So, unto Him we look. That's why they said, look unto Christ, the author and the finisher of what? Of your faith. So, my faith is mirror after the faith of Christ. And the faith of Christ is mirror after the faith of God. Do you understand? The faith of God is in the book of John chapter 3, verse 5. John 3, 5. We will read at 5 and we will read at 16. I know my time is up. Just give me 5 more minutes, please. Abi, bro, for me. Eh? Do I still have time, Pastor D? Oh, I still have time. Okay. Because the way you stand there, I'm already scared. He said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and of what? And of the Spirit. Except a man, this is the beginning of our faith. Except a man be born of water. Listen, let me say this, without being complicated, that being born of water does not necessarily denotate or connotate water baptism. By the washing of the word, and you use water to wash. Okay? So when he was talking about, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the born of the water. Let's talk about born of the water. Now, what battered you? Now, thank God for your conversion. When you give your life, I convert Jesus is my Lord. For conversion is made unto salvation. It is made unto what? Unto. It is unto. You are going unto salvation. You have confessed to go unto salvation. What brings you into that salvation is the word. Do you understand? So, if you play with the word, you have played with your faith. Faith cometh by hearing. And by hearing the word of God, you can never have a second bath until the word of God has purified and washed your heart and your soul. Praise God. So Jesus says, "Very lovingly I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the spirit." Now these people are born of letters. Nicodemus, they were born of what? Of letters. They were not born of the word. They were not born of the rhema. They had the logos, but the rhema was not in them. And he said that except you are born of rhema, but it is not even enough. There is a baptism that will balance it, and that is being born of the Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, this thing is arranged in a hierarchical order. Even though they were not higher than each other, but it's a step before another step. Do you understand? It's a step before another step. The first step is that you must be born of water. You must be born of the word. Then after being born of the word, then you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the beginning of your faith. And he cannot enter into the kingdom. Then they are paving way. He cannot. Now, they will begin to consider you for entrance. Because the word is that he cannot. There are still some other variables that is required before you can. They will now begin to, okay, can we? Do you know the word, can we? They are asking for permission, can we? Those things, are they there? Do you understand? Because there are other variables that accomplish the complete entrance into salvation. Verse 16. Go to verse 16. Verse 16. He said, "For God so loved the world." This is the faith of God. Do you understand? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life." This is the faith of God, that as soon as you believe, I have faith that you will have an everlasting life. And it was on this primary basis, or it is on this basis that the Lord Jesus Christ came. Oh, if this is the will of the Father, I will quickly go so that those who believe in me will have eternal life. Let's go to verse 19. Verse 19. "And this is the condemnation." Listen. "The condemnation of the world is that the light came, but people choose darkness." The world is not going to be condemned for so much of the sin that they have committed, but they will be condemned for the so much of the fact that they rejected the faith of Christ. They did not embrace this faith. Praise God. Now, listen. Like I said, there are other parameters that you believe in this is not a finished work. There are other works that are also required before you can come to a strong finish. Hello, church. Before you can come to a strong finish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if we cannot operate our faith without the faith of Christ, it is required of us to operate our faith based on the faith of Christ, we will have expression of every other thing. The faith of Christ is suffering. I know church doesn't want to hear that, but that's the truth. The faith of Christ is humility. The faith of Christ is labor. The faith of Christ is endurance. The faith of Christ is perseverance. The faith of Christ is death to the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is very, very important for us to understand that the fundamentals of our faith is first and foremost, if you don't remember this, obedience and trust. Obedience and trust. Obedience and trust. A disobedient individual in the church is a faithless person. Now, obedience starts with your head of department. Praise God. It starts with your head of department. Come for the answer 6 o'clock. And you come 6:30. No apology. No excuse. Ah, okay, okay, credit me. Are you part of them? Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. It is very, very important. Obedience. Let's learn obedience. The Bible said that he learned obedience by the reason of that which he suffered. Obedience brings suffering, but it's good. It's good. I'm asking that in this new year, in this new season, we will be found to be an obedient person in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will not walk in rebelliousness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will help us. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.